Welcome to the Excellence in Church Administration podcast, informing, encouraging, and supporting your church. Your hosts are Michael Martin and Dan Busby from ECFA.
Hey, this is Michael from ECFA, and I'm excited to welcome you to another Excellence in Church Administration podcast. We're so grateful that you're with us today and just appreciate the investment that you're making into the excellence and the integrity of your church. Well, as we record this podcast, it's hard to believe, but we're already at year end once again, at a time when we know many churches are busy with budgeting and planning for next year. So in the midst of that season, we're continuing our focus here on all the key areas related to planning pastors' compensation. And to do that, today we have an extra special guest and a dear friend of ECFA with us, Dr. Warren Bird. Many of you already know Warren as one of the top researchers and really experts in the world when it comes to church compensation trends, especially among larger churches, in his work as Director of Research and Intellectual Capital Support at Leadership Network. So Warren is going to share some insights with us from Leadership Network and Vander Blumen's latest large church salary report. This is such a great tool, which can be a helpful resource as your church is evaluating fair and reasonable compensation to your pastoral staff in the coming year. Warren, we are so thrilled to have you with us. Your research and just all the resources you provide are such a blessing to so many of us in the church world. And so just as a quick introduction here, and as we get started, maybe for those who haven't had the privilege of hearing from you before, tell us a little bit about you and your work at Leadership Network.
Well, the most important thing besides that I love Jesus is that I love the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. We have partnered with you. We have learned from you. We just appreciate what you do. I oversee the research department at Leadership Network. Now, we are all about networking, as in gathering pastors in a room, but inevitably they say, well, hey, while I got someone in my peer group here, we're wanting to hire a campus pastor. What do you guys pay for one of those? Or what do you know, how much of your budget goes to staffing cost? Or how many staff do you hire per attenders? Or stuff like that that they want to know, not just networking with each other, but they want some kind of benchmark. And that's one of the many research projects that I do. I've co-authored 29 books and a bunch of research reports on geared towards growing and typically larger churches.
Oh, that's awesome, Warren. And this survey, I agree. I think it's something that you all are certainly well-known for, well-respected for. This is something that's been taking place since, has it been the early 90s? Is that right?
Early 90s, there was a gathering of senior pastors and that we were doing, and they said, well, by the way, you know, can we talk about pay? And so our CEO now, Dave Travis, who was in the room, said, all right, I'm going to pass around a clipboard. On the front, you write your salary without your name. On the back, you write your number two person, which is typically the executive pastor or church administrator in African-American churches, or chief of staff or equivalent. Tell the salary, and I'll give you the averages. And that's how it started.
So really humble beginnings, huh? To what you're doing today.
We all have humble beginnings. Yes. And today ended up, I think the most recent survey was over 1,200 churches, really spilling the beans. You know, this is what we pay. This is how we do benefits. Did you do bonuses? And really most of the questions in the survey are ones that pastors have said, you know, is this a trend or I'd like to know this? And so we try to find out.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I know Leadership Network does a lot of work with larger churches. Can you tell us, why do you focus so much on larger churches? And is this kind of data useful for smaller churches to read as well?
Great question. There is an outstanding manual produced by Richard Hammer and Christianity Today called Compensation Handbook for Churches, and they update it every other year. And that goes to, say, 1,000 plus and does a really good job. And there are other denominational resources out for churches, say, less than 1,000. So we try to fill in the gap with you know, for example, there are only 1,650 churches that are 2,000 in attendance and above in North America. Well, that's a very, very small slice of the pie. In order to address that group, we have to really focus on that group. And that happens to be our niche. Now, can anybody else learn from that? Yes, because what we try to do in everything is, as your size goes up or down, what changes? And frankly, we've worked with the Christianity Today folks, and I've actually made some spreads to say, okay, all the way up, you know, how does this influence? And I give you probably the most basic finding of all. The most influential piece of determining salaries at a church is not education, is not experience, but frankly, it's the budget of the church. As the church grows larger, salaries as a whole in that church tend to increase.
Perfect. No, I think we've got the CT book right behind us, and that's also a resource that we recommend a whole lot. So did I hear you right in saying overall your estimation is there's just about 1,600 large churches in America, and you had over 1,200 that participated in this study. Is that right?
Well, almost. 1,650 is the number we put at churches 2,000 and higher.
Okay.
But for the and in this survey, we got roughly 400 of those churches. So one out of four participated. We also did churches in the 1,000 to 1999 range. We also did churches in the 500 to 599 range. I mean, 999 range.
Okay, perfect. Now that's really helpful. And so we're titling this podcast Large Church Compensation Trends. So I know the folks that are listening, they're wanting to hear what are the trends, what are you learning? So I know you've gone all the way back to the 90s and doing this study, but what have you learned in terms of some of the big trends or takeaways from this latest survey?
And everything I'm about to say is a free download at leadnet.org/salary. Lead as in LEADNET, as in leadershipnetwork.org/salary. And just download the executive summary, and we give you an infographic with a dozen trends, and some of which we'll mention today and some of which we aren't. We won't necessarily be in there. One trend that people are always asking about is, okay, what is the right amount of budget that should go to staffing costs? And my answer is, there is no right amount. You read what the Bible says and carry it from there. But at least in America, the norm, right or wrong, is just below 50% for your total staffing cost. Now, some people will say, now, what exactly do you mean? Okay. Total staffing cost is everything, including outsourced. And by the way, that is one more trend that we ask about in our survey. Are you outsourcing? And if so, what do you tend to outsource? And that is on the rise in several areas. So everybody that's on your payroll, either, you know, outsourced or not, as a ratio to all your funds together, not just your general operating fund, but add in the missions and the benevolent and all of that, that ratio tends to be just under 50% of church budget goes to staffing costs. That really doesn't change appreciably as a church goes up or down, at least in the ranges that we're talking about.
And has that ratio, since you have been doing this study for a number of years, has the overall ratio tended to change, or has that been pretty consistent over the years as well?
That's been pretty consistent. What has changed is we ask each year, well, what kind of increase, if any, or decrease do you give your staff? And back at the 2008 recession, there were a couple of years where the dominant answer was nothing. We've just frozen everything. Coming out of the recession, it tended to be, well, whatever the cost, we at least wanted to do cost of living. Whatever the inflation rate was. The most recent survey that we asked, and we said, so what pay increase did you give on average, averaging your staff all together? And it was 3.1% for the year.
No, that's good. Well, I'm going to pick on another one of these top trends, and a lot of them are laid out in this really slick infographic that you guys have. It's real easy to take in. One of the trends that we're seeing is, of course, that in these larger churches, I think we're realizing that it truly takes a team, a leadership team in order to run the church. We can't really just rely on the one top person. So one of the trends that I think you've taken a look at is just the interest in the salary of kind of your number two person or the executive team that's serving under the leader, the senior pastor. Tell us a little bit about what you found out when it comes to compensation trends for folks that are really in that important supporting role.
So we ask, you know, not only the salaries, but then we kind of ranked them by Michael, exactly what you're saying. And we found the number two person is generally at the 70% mark of the number one person. So just to take an easy example, if the senior pastor is making $100,000 and that's the top person, which it almost always is, then the number two person, which is almost always titled something along the line of executive pastor, is receiving $70,000. And the senior associate pastor, which was the most common third person, is receiving $59,000. So it's that the third person is 59%, the second person is 70%, benchmarked against the top person at 100%. And then we actually have a chart in the report that goes all the way down to, sadly, youth pastors and all are way down the pile.
And they should probably have the highest compensation, right?
Well, actually, one that's been rising over the years, and Vanderblumen has noted this in their staffing work, is the children's leader, okay, whatever you call that person, that person is going up in rank. And we've noted that your communications person, which was typically, you know, three or so layers down, is often in the top tier or the second top tier, just because communication in a church is so diverse and so variable today, or so important, and so many channels that you have to think about communicating your message, not to mention that people don't attend every week. And so you make this big announcement and it just was so important, but you know, really only 2/3 of your active attenders made it that week. So now what do I do for week two? You know, do I repeat it and risk, you know, the people who heard it last week tuning out? You know, how do I do a redundancy of communication in a healthy way that reaches everybody?
Wow. So this is such good stuff. I know folks are probably really enjoying our time together here on the podcast. And these are just the kinds of nuggets that Warren is sharing about that are part of this study. I want to pick on just one of the more interesting, or maybe we call it like a newsworthy trend of those that are highlighted on the executive summary and the infographic. And just wanted to ask you, Warren, what did the survey reveal regarding disclosure of church compensation details? I know that can tend to be one of those hot button issues.
And to our surprise, when the mainstream media picked up on our report, this was like buried way down. They jumped on that, of course, turned it as a negative and said, you know, churches withhold information about salaries. But actually we found, and frankly, ECFA recommends what I'm about to say, that a sub-team on the board establishes compensation and involves people who have no conflict of interest. So,
right.
So the pastor is not setting not only the pastor's salary, but other potential family members who might be on staff. Now, then what we ask is, how big do those circles go in terms of, is it made for the general public? And the answer is about 99% of the time, no, we don't publish it. Just, is it made known to the membership at large? And the majority of churches said no, although many of them said if someone made the request and it was a legitimate request by a legitimate member and all, we'd be happy to sit down and talk with them.
Sure.
Is it known by all the staff? No, but the vast majority of churches said yes to, is it known by the board or the top board or by a special sub-team designated of the board? And our report gives numbers if you want to have specific percentages of kind of these concentric circles.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. I think that is one of the realities that we've recognized here at ECFA is just that when it comes to church compensation details, it's typically considered, you know, to be private and confidential. And that's why we've worked really hard to make sure that there is integrity and excellence in the compensation setting process. And like you said, that involves not having conflicts of interest, documentation, also the use of objective you know, comparability data like the kinds that you guys are providing at Leadership Network. So we just thank you so much for making that data available. I think that's really important to make sure that we're ensuring integrity in this area throughout the body of Christ.
And by the way, when the IRS standard that says you need comparable data from more than one source, our report represents that because, yes, we had 1,200 some odd from every church size, but whatever your church size, we definitely have, you know, a dozen or several dozen in your size range that we're able to do comparables. Now, our report does not give salary tables per se. It gives the generalizations, but we have partnered with Vanderblumen, and let me just spell that, VanderBloemen.com/compensation, Vanderblumen.com/compensation, and they can do a tailored, you know, we need this position at this campus of our church. Give us some comparisons, and they'll do that for you, frankly, using our data, and then they add other data from Form 990s of nonprofits and the like.
Yeah, no, that's such a great partnership between you guys, and we appreciate the work that they're doing as well. That can be so helpful. And this is really actually just kind of a good segue into, we're going to start covering some really practical ways that folks can use this data when it comes to compensation planning for their churches. But first, we're going to hear from Tracy on our church engagement team to learn more, Warren, about how folks can access these great resources on compensation. We'll be right back.
Well, thank you, Michael and Warren, for a great discussion on an incredibly important topic. As Warren mentioned, there's a free download available of the 12 salary trends every church leader should know executive summary. This 14-page graphic-rich report offers select metrics on pay raises, bonuses, total staffing costs, and more. It also includes a participant overview and an international section. Visit leadnet.org/salary for this summary and also to purchase the complete report. ECFA also has great compensation setting resources available free at our churchexcel.org community. A minister's compensation course, podcast, and ebook are all available at no cost. Get connected to churchexcel.org to access these and dozens of other great tools designed to help run the business side of your church with confidence, excellence, and integrity. Now let's continue our exciting conversation with Michael and Warren for more great compensation information.
All right, well, we're back, and as Tracy mentioned, you can get a hold of the latest resources from Leadership Network on the Large Church Salary Report, including the free executive summary that Warren mentioned. That's all available at leadnet.org/salary, and we do really encourage you to check that out. Also take advantage, as Tracy mentioned, of ECFA's online community of free resources that are available at churchexcel.org, and one of those resources is actually a brand new compensation course.
Excellent, and I too have surfed on that site and found lots of good stuff, so I commend it as well.
Hey, well, thanks so much, Warren. Well, like we promised, we're going to start transitioning here into just some really practical ways that folks can, you know, they've gleaned from these insights. And what are you seeing in terms of, you know, we've mentioned the executive summary. I know there's a full report available. We've talked about the compensation analysis that can be done, maybe more in depth from Vanderblumen as well. But maybe just give us the big picture of very practically how you see churches using these resources in their compensation planning.
A lot churches, this is not just written for the pastor, though the pastor or executive pastor or senior staff member tends to be the one that finds it and then circulates it to a compensation team. So we hear just as much from church board leaders as from anyone else that this is what they do. We are kind of, there's continuing education each year. Just like I, as a minister, when I do my income taxes, I kind of read through a book that's been published many times by Dan Busby at ECFA and by others for, you know, okay, what's new? What are the trends? What to watch for? What to be alert for? And that's how people use our overall report. For example, maybe there's been discussion of bonuses. And we've heard enough churches say, we should, you know, are others doing this? And the answer is yes.
Right.
And we polled, you know, anecdotally chatted with enough churches to come up with some categories. Okay, how do you determine the bonus? When do you do the bonus? Who all gets the bonus? So we added a section in the full report on that. And, you know, how do people use it? They look through and go, oh, okay, so finance permitting, you know, we've been talking about bonuses. You know, here's some ideas of how to use it. Likewise, we almost everything we give in our report is kind of a range. It's here's the 20th, 25th percentile, 50th, and 75th percentile. And everyone kind of wants to know, well, are we in that range? Now, you may have special circumstances. You know, let's say you have a special needs ministry at your church that's staff intensive, and you say, no, but we should be higher. Or we have certain other conditions where we should be lower. That's great. But at least you can norm yourself against other churches. And that's just one more confidence building. Because most people, you know, it's like, I don't know any other churches our size, so I don't even know what to compare and what's normal and what's not.
No, that's perfect. I mean, this is the kind of information we're talking to churches all the time, church board members, and like you mentioned, those that are maybe on compensation committees or people in finance roles, really hungry for this kind of information. So I think that's very good in terms of just some practical ways. I know that we probably have some maybe larger churches that are out there and they're listening to this podcast. They're interested in maybe participating in one of the future editions of the survey, which I know is coming up. But wanted to touch on something as we've discussed today. I know that there are concerns related to just the confidentiality of this data, since it's not otherwise generally public information. We see the headlines in the news of, you know, data hacking and this kind of information that's getting out. I know a malicious person could really make some powerful headlines with this kind of information. So what are you guys doing at Leadership Network to make sure that this data is really protected and secure for those that are interested in participating?
Great question. And frankly, we do get that question. And we value the integrity of this data at incredible lengths. So this may sound silly. It's not in the cloud. It cannot be hacked. My boss doesn't have access to it. The staff at Leadership Network, me and I and a long trusted assistant are the only two that can access the account and pull the data and anything that we ever release besides, you know, averages and generalizations. We ask the specific church, you know, may we have permission to use you as an example of such and such. So thank God we have never been breached, hacked, and nobody has ever written us and said, oh, I thought you weren't going to do such and such. Probably the one interesting thing is sometimes a reporter will go, well, senior pastors are paid as high as blank. And they pick the outlier on a survey and they make it seem like, you know, well, that's everybody getting that exorbitant or excessive amount. We actually trim out the outliers, the top 10% on the top and the 10% on the bottom, because there are churches that, you know, have tried very communal things like everybody gets the same paycheck, whether you're the maintenance person or the senior pastor. And there are just lots of variations on both ends. Of course, the exorbitant ones on the high end are the ones that make the news, but we just lop them off and we say so in a note. And that also precludes a pastor with a salary being lumped into the extremes.
No, that's good. Well, and thanks for what you shared too, just in terms of how this information is really, you know, kept in confidence, which I think is really important, and hopefully helps build some confidence in having more churches that are participating here in the future. And I know that is something that's coming up. So how do folks stay in touch with you in terms of if they're interested in following this or maybe participating in a future edition?
Leadnet.org/salary, which has all of our resources, and you'll find several on there, not just the salary report that I think you'll find helpful. And up at the top, it says, you know, hey, if you want to participate in our next survey, which will be early 2018, just, you know, put your email here and we'll be sure and invite you. If you participated in the past, we got your name and we will invite you again. So leadnet.org/salary.
Perfect. Well, that makes it really easy because that's also where the free resources are. So while you're there getting the free resources, make sure you do input that information because that'll make the future studies even more valuable, I know. Well, I wish we had more time, Warren, because this is a fascinating conversation, but I know folks are busy and we've got to kind of wrap it up here. So with the one last question, can you give us a little teaser in terms of some other interesting projects that you're working on? Give us a little glimpse of what you're doing at Leadership Network and some resources that are coming out that might be a blessing to folks that are interested.
The latest thing, series of reports we've released are at leadnet.org/portable.
Okay.
And that was a report sponsored by Portable Church Industries. And what we did, I don't think anybody has done for church planters or new church sites. You know, it's easy to say what's available out there. But we asked the question, okay, depending on where you go, you know, is it a school? Are you renting from an existing church or synagogue or whatever? Does that affect your growth rate? Does that affect your invitational rate? One of the questions is, what percent of your congregation would you estimate in this past month are actively inviting people to consider faith in Jesus Christ? And we ask a whole bunch of questions, and we found some amazing things that place does matter, or type of location does affect your growth rate. And then if you birth once, you know, it turns out you're far more likely to birth again. So we found lots of good stuff that if you're thinking about planting a new campus or church and wondering, okay, what are the benefits and what are the trade-offs? Is it really worth it? Here's some great numbers and insights that will help you at leadnet.org/portable.
Awesome. Well, hey, there you have it for a teaser of what's coming next. We so appreciate the work you guys are doing. And Warren, thank you again just for being here with us on the podcast today. It's been a real treat for us. And I know it's going to be meaningful to the folks that are tuning in. To stay in touch with Warren, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, you can visit leadershipnetwork.org, which is Leadership Network's website. You can also follow Warren on Twitter at Warren Bird. Is that right?
Correct, at Warren Bird, one word. And then email is research@leadnet.org. And my team goes through that, and I have different experts on different topics. And then if it's a really hard one, they throw it to me. And so we try to get back to you.
Perfect. Well, stay in touch with Warren in those ways. And that's all for this episode on large church compensation trends and our guest interview with Dr. Warren Bird. We look forward to being with you again very soon for another Excellence in Church Administration podcast. For more great resources like these from ECFA, you can visit our website, which is ecfa.church. You can also email us at podcast@ecfa.org. Until next time, be blessed and stay encouraged in the important work that you're doing for the church.
Amen.